When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
is Linda Lavin celebrating the possibilities of the Superman who lurks under Clark Kent's door exterior. And if there was ever a Superman of the Broadway musical who showed what possibilities there could be on the Broadway stage, it was Harold Prince, who directed It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman, and produced it back in 1966. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the almost end of the summer hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, Harold Prince is one of the titans of the 20th and 21st century Broadway theater. He produced and directed innumerable shows which changed the course of the Broadway musical. And it seems only fitting that he should be the recipient or the center of attention in a new review opening at the Manhattan Theater Club called Prince of Broadway. And today's show, I'm going to tweak it a little, which is Prince on Broadway. And we're going to celebrate the amazing career and the groundbreaking shows created, brought to life, brought to spectacular life by Hal Prince. Probably, you know, for me personally, one of the people who absolutely changed my life. I had a photo of him on my desk for many years. That's how much I liked him. Well, Hal Prince was born nearly 90 years ago and was very much smitten by showbiz after leaving the University of Pennsylvania and started as an assistant stage manager on Call Me Madam and eventually scraped together some money with a guy named Bobby Griffiths to produce his own or their own Broadway shows. And the show that they scraped together, which, as Prince said, had very little chance of becoming a hit. It had John Raitt and Janice Page, but nobody knew the composer or lyricist. It wasn't that kind of starry show in the 50s. But by my goodness, in 1954, The Pajama Game opened and set Hal Prince on the beginning of this extraordinary journey. So let us go to the opening number of The Pajama Game.
The Pajama Game is the game I'm in, and I'm proud to be in the pajama game. I love it. I can hardly wait to wake and get to work at 8. Nothing's quite the same as the pajama game. I'm an executive. I'm a time study man. I can tell you for seconds how many stitches go into a pair of pajamas. I can time anything. You'll see when we get down to the factory. Let it go.
Racing with the clock.
Hurry up, girl. Seconds are ticking.
And if there was ever an individual on Broadway who didn't waste time, it was Harold Prince. And from the mid-50s all the way through the mid-60s, he was mostly a producer, but he produced these shows that were, you know, utterly successful and groundbreaking. Damn Yankees, New Girl in Town, West Side Story, for Pete's sake, Fiorello, which won the Pulitzer, Tenderloin, a great show by Bach and Harnack I love, and funny thing happened on the way to the Forum. And he wanted to turn his, or cock his hat, as it were, towards directing. He always saw a stage picture. He always, obviously, was a great producer in terms of the way he worked with people like Jerome Robbins and George Abbott, who were his mentors. And he sort of wanted to see what it was like, you know, what would they say? But what I really wanted to do was direct. And direct he did. He took over a kind of crummy musical called A Family Affair. He wasn't happy with that, but the first musical he instigated from scratch as a director was She Loves Me in 1963, you know, such a beloved show by so many people. And of course, we lost the dear Barbara Cook a couple of weeks ago. So let us hear Barbara Cook's wonderful number, Ice Cream, from She Loves Me, the first show directed from scratch and produced by Hal Prince.
Dear friend, I am so sorry about last night. It was a nightmare in every every way, but together you and I will laugh at last night someday. Ice cream, he brought me ice cream, vanilla ice cream, imagine that. Will wonders never cease? It's been a most peculiar day. Will wonders never cease? Will wonders never cease? Oh, where was I? I am so sorry about last night. It was a nightmare in every way, but together you and I will have last night someday. I sat there waiting in that cafe and never guessing that you were fat, that you were near. You were outside looking bald. Oh, my. Dear friend, I am so sorry about last night. Last night, I was so nasty. Well, he deserved it, but even so, that George is not like this George. This is a new George that I don't know. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, for right before my eyes, a man that I despise has turned into a man I like. It's almost like a dream, and strange as it may seem, he came to offer me.
Do not believe in love, Mr. Holmes.
My dear Miss Adler, I have waited in vain for someone to explain what love conceivably can offer the cerebral type of man. But no one ever has, and no one ever will. For no one ever can. But the cold, clear world of the intellect is the world that I revere. In the pure, dry air of the scientist, I am in my proper sphere to illumine what was dark with a spark of cerebral electricity. There's felicity from a fragment to construct the comprehensive whole. There's nectar for the soul. From the thick black cloak of a mystery to deduce the why and how, just a loaf of bread and a cryptogram, this were paradise enow. With the power of the mind to find what a foe has concealed with devilish care, there's joy, there's happiness, and to spare. I have waited in vain for someone to explain what love conceivably can offer the cerebral type of man. But no one ever has, and no one ever will, for no one ever can.
Well, we went from the full-hearted emotionalism of Barbara Cook and She Loves Me to Hal Prince's next directorial show, which was Baker Street, Musical Adventure of Sherlock Holmes. And that was Fritz Weaver, of course, as Sherlock Holmes. One of the few shows that Prince directed that he did not also produce. And that particular song was interpolated into the show by Prince. He wanted very much the composers Bach and Harnack, he had produced Fiddler on the Roof the year before, to write the score to Baker Street. Didn't quite work out. They put in a couple of songs. That was one of the better ones. So again, you see Prince working as a smart director, trying to get the best possible material for his productions. It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman, we heard a little earlier, one of my favorite shows. And then in 66, he produced and directed Cabaret. And Cabaret is one of the, I don't know, top 10 game changers in Broadway history. It was a serious subject, of course. The rise of Nazi Germany during the Weimar Republic. Not a lighthearted show. One show I'm sure people start reviving any day now, as well they should. And he brought in Lotta Lenya, who was Kurt Weill's wife and muse, the voice of, you know, Germany in the 1920s, to play Frau Schneider. What a great idea. Here she is, singing from Cabaret.
With time rushing by, what would you do? With the clock running down, what would you do? The young always have the cure, being brave, being sure and free. But imagine if you were me. Alone like me, and this is the only world I know. Summer rooms to let, the sum of a lifetime, even so. I'll take your advice, what would you do? Would you pay the price? What would you do? Suppose simply keeping still means you manage until the end. What would you do, my brave young friend? Grown old like me, with neither the will nor wish to run. Grown tired like me, oh, her is for bed when day is done. Grown wise like me, who isn't at war with anyone, not anyone. With a storm in the wind, what would you do? Suppose you have an frightened voice, being told what the choice must be. Go on, tell me, I will listen. What would you do if you were me?
Lotta Lenya, from the show that sent Hal Prince's career trajectory into the stratosphere, Cabaret, the show he produced and directed. We're celebrating Hal Prince today, Prince on Broadway. on Broadway to Main Street. And starting with Cabaret, and a little bit beforehand, I guess, with Superman, he had the idea of what we can, I wouldn't say erroneously, but perhaps a little ham-fistedly call a concept musical, a show that had a theme, and the theme was embodied in the way it was staged, and the way it was designed, and the way it was presented. So you sort of had the plot of the show and the theme of the show simultaneously. And for my money, you know, that all comes forward on the opening numbers, and no one did a better opening number than Hal Prince, or staged one. Here is maybe my favorite. It's from Zorba, which was his follow-up to Cabaret with Kandra Neb, and it tells you exactly what show you're going to see. It takes place in Crete, group of performers, and they'll tell you what, in their opinion, life is.
Tell you. Life is what you do while you're waiting to die. Life is how the time goes by. Life is where you wait while you're waiting to leave. Life is where you grin and dream. Having if you're lucky, wanting if you're not, looking for the ruby underneath the rat, hungry for the fill-up in someone else's pot, but that's the only choice. Just before you are flat, life is only that, Mr. Life is simply that, Mr. That, and nothing more than that.
Life is what you need.
Life is what you need.
Till you can't be like all.
Life is where you fly. Drops anywhere you go, finding it's the mud that makes the roses grow, but that's the only choice.
Yeah. once again. Life is what you do while you're waiting to die. This is how the time goes
Harry, you ever sorry you got married?
You're always sorry. You're always grateful. You're always wondering what might have been. Then she walks in. And still you're sorry. And still you're grateful, and still you wonder, and still you doubt, and she goes out. Everything's different, nothing's changed, only maybe slightly rearranged. You're sorry, grateful, regretful, happy. Why look for answers when none occur? You always are what you always were, which has nothing to do with, all to do with her.
You're always sorry, you're always grateful. You hold her thinking, I'm not alone. You're still alone. You don't live for her, you do live with her. You're scared she's starting to drift away, and scared she'll stay.
Good things get better, bad get worse. Wait, I think I meant that in reverse. You're sorry, grateful, regretful, happy. Why look for answers when none occur? You'll always be what you always were, which has nothing to do with, all to do with her. You'll always be what you always were, which has nothing to do with, all to do with her. Nothing to do with, all to do with her.
Well, my goodness, aren't we grateful for Hal Prince's contribution to the American theater. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and here today we're going to celebrate Prince on Broadway because there's a review coming to the Manhattan Theater Club called Prince of Broadway. Changed it a little bit. And that, of course, was Company. Again, if you're going to do the top 10 groundbreakers of all time, Company would have to be in there. His first major collaboration with Stephen Sondheim as a director as well as a producer. And they went on to do 7-8 shows in one form or another together, all of which just blew the roof off of Broadway. The next one was the one I think that Hal Prince felt most personally involved with, Follies. It was this, you know, grand monument to the faded dreams of America and all that kind of stuff. But boy, was it an exciting show. And he empathized very strongly with the character of Ben Stone, who felt that his career trajectory had sort of, I don't know, taken more prominence over his development of his inner self. And here is John McMartin to sing the closing number to Follies. Again, something that a show I think that Hal Prince not only hit out of the ballpark, but spoke very directly to his heart.
When the winds are blowing,
yes,
that's the time to smile.
Oh.
Learn how to laugh, learn how to love, learn how to live. That's my style when the rent is owing.
Yes.
What's the use of tears?
Oh.
I'd rather laugh, I'd rather love, I'd rather live. In arrears, some fellows sweat to get to be millionaires. Some have a sport their devotees of. Some like to be the champs at saving postage stamps. Me, I like to live. Me, I like to laugh. Me, I like to love. Some like to sink and think in their easy chair of all the things they've risen above. Some like to be profound by reading Proust and Pound. Me, I like to live. Me, I like to laugh. Me, I like to love. Success is swell and success is sweet, but every height has a drop. The less achievement, the less defeat. What's the point of shoving your way to the top? Live and laugh and love and you're never a flop. So when the walls are crumbling,
yes,
don't give up the ship.
No.
Learn how to laugh, learn how to love, learn how to live. That's my tip when I hear the rumbling.
Yes.
Do I lose my grip?
No.
I have to laugh, I have to love, I have to live. That's my trip. Some get a boot from shooting off cablegrams or buzzing bells to summon the staff. Some climbers get their kicks from social politics. Me, I like to love. Me, I like to love me. Some break their asses passing their bar exam. Lay out their lives like lines in a graph. One day they're diplomats. Well, bully and confess. Me, I like to love me. Me, I like to love me. Stop! Stop!
There, way up there, what do you say up there?
Hi,
girls,
Ben,
Sally.
Follies, gosh, what a monument to the talents of Stephen Sondheim and Hal Prince, working together through the 1970s like no other collaborators have in the history of the musical. He did step sideways to work with other people, and the first major show, well, the show that blew me away as a kid was Candide, and this was an environmental rethinking of the 1956 show. I think I saw it in 74, a little after it opened. It moved to Broadway, and he rethought everything about it so amusingly. Here is one of my favorite performers, Lewis Stadlin, as the governor, singing My Love to what was originally a woman, but in this was a guy in drag, Sam Freed, and the artful inventiveness of Hal Prince in Candide.
Ah, what exquisite beauty. Seldom have I seen a maiden who pleases me more.
But, sir...
My dear, you are bought.
I am.
And since I am in a bountiful mood, I will even grant you the honor of sharing my bed. my table tonight.
Tonight?
Poets have said, love is undying, my love. Don't be misled, they were all lying, my love. Love's on the wing, but now while it hovers, let us be lovers. One soon recovers, my love. Soon the fever's fled, for love's a transient blessing. Just a week in bed, and we'll become blessing. Why talk of morals when springtime is flying? Why end in quarrels, reproaches, and sighing? Crying for love. I cannot entertain your shocking proposition. How could I regain my virginal condition? I am so pure that before you may bed me, you must assure me that first you will wed me. Wed me. You're so pure, I shall betroth you, my love. Though I feel sure I'll come to loathe you, my love. Still, for the thrill, I'm perfectly willing. For if we must wed before we may bed, then come, let us wed.
Louis Dadlin as the Governatore from Candide. Well, Hal Prince just kept rolling along, as it were, with Sondheim in the 70s, a little night music, Pacific Overtures, and again, another great show, a top 10 musical that changed the form, Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street. For those who saw it in its original production at, I guess, was the Eurus Theater back then, unforgettable in 1979. Here is the towards the beginning of the second act, and you can almost hear in this great RCA recording produced by Thomas E. Shepard, Prince's staging, which was on so many different levels, physical levels, emotional levels, textural levels, movement levels. Anyway, here's Joanna from Sweeney Todd, and you'll just get a sense of what a thrilling evening in the theater that was, courtesy of Stephen Sondheim and Hal Prince.
I feel you, Joanna, I feel you. Do they think that walls can hide you? Even now I'm at your window, I am in the dark beside you. Buried sweetly in your yellow hair, meet again, my little dove, my sweet Joanna. Goodbye, Joanna. You're gone and yet you're mine. I'm fine, Joanna. I'm fine.
Sign of the devil, sign of the devil.
pussy on fire. Witch, witch, smell it, sir, an evil smell. Every night at the vespers bell, smoke that comes from the mouth of hell. City on fire, city on fire.
And if I never hear your voice, my turtle dove, my dear, I still have reason to rejoice. The way ahead is clear, Joanna. And in that darkness when I'm blind with what I can't forget, it's always morning in my mind, my little lamb, my pet, Joanna. You stay, Joanna, the way I've dreamed you are. Oh, look, Joanna, a star, a shooting star.
Somebody look up there. Didn't I tell you, smell that air? City on fire. Quick, sir, run and tell. On a mole of the witch's spell. There it is, the unholy spell. Tell it to the people and the police as well. Tell them, help me. City on fire. City on fire. Mischief, mischief, mischief.
And though I'll think of you, I guess, until the day I die, I think I miss you less and less as every day goes by, Joanna. And you'd be beautiful and pale and look too much like her. If only angels could prevail, we'd be the way we were, Joanna. Wake up, Joanna, another bright red day. We learn, Joanna, to say
the magic of Sweeney Todd. In one thing, I think when you talk about Harold Prince's career as a director, so many great performances he helped guide in the American theater. Joel Grey in La Dalenia in Cabaret, Alexis Smith in Follies, Glynis Johns in Old Night Music, Len Cariou and Angela Lansbury in Sweeney Todd. And here are two relative youngsters whose careers he made by putting them in his stage version of Evita, which he had originally staged in London. Mandy Patinkin and Patti LuPone from Evita.
Tell me before I waltz out of your life, before turning my back on the past. Forgive my impertinent behavior, but how long do you think this pantomime can last? Tell me before I ride off in the sunset, there's one thing I never got clear. How can you claim you're our savior when those who oppose you are stepped on or cut up or simply disappear?
Tell me before you get onto your bus, before joining the forgotten brigade, how can one person like me say, alter the time-honored way the game is played? Tell me, before you get onto your high horse, just what you expect me to do. I don't care what the bourgeoisie say, I'm not in business for but together my desk I me sodos a magical moment or two.
There is evil ever around the fundamental system of government, quite incidental.
So what are my chances of honest advances? I'd say low, better to win by admitting my sin than to lose with a halo.
Tell me before I seek worthier pastures and thereby restore self-esteem. How can you be so short-sighted to look never further than this week or next week, to have no impossible dream?
Allow me to help you slink off to the sidelines. I'll pay your fare, give 3 cheers. But first, tell me who'd be delighted to witness me tackle the world's greatest problems, from war to pollution. No hope of solution, even if I live for 100 years.
There is evil ever around the fundamental system of government, quite incidental.
So go, if you're able, to somewhere unstable, and stay there. Whip up your hate in some tottering state, but not here, dear. Is that clear, dear?
Opera is there, inside
that, of course, was The Phantom of the Opera. That was the show that brought Hal Prince back. Can you imagine, like, needing a comeback? But he did. The late 80s were tough, mid to late 80s. Merrily We Roll Along, Rosa, Grind, A Doll's Life. I saw them all. I loved them all. They were huge flops. But then he staged Phantom in the West End and brought it over. And it's the longest running show of all time. And that number was so thrillingly staged. He used doubles as the Phantom. And then the boat appears and he disappears. And wow. Well, I've had many exciting evenings in the theater courtesy of Hal Prince. If you want to get a sense of everything he did, how could you possibly, but at least in 2.5 hours, sort of portmanteau version, go to Manhattan Theater Club in the middle of August through, I hope, indefinitely, to see a Prince of Broadway working with Jason Robert Brown. And he and Jason Robert Brown also did Parade, another wonderful show. And he kept doing shows, Kiss of the Spider Woman and Love Music and you name it. What a great figure. So here's the question, though, is he didn't do the producers. So how do you come up with a song to sort of doff your cap to the great producer-director Hal Prince? And, of course, there's really only one. It comes from my favorite show, which he directed, of course. And I saw it in Boston. I saw it in New York. I saw it everywhere on the 20th century. So here is John Cullum as impresario Oscar Jaffe, a great man of the theater, as was Hal Prince. And the legacy of Hal Prince lives on and on. He's still bopping around full of pee-pee and vinegar. God bless him. Here's the legacy from On the 20th Century.
You may feel bad for a while, but it's better far this way. For I am much too good a showman to dwindle like a snowman melting down one sunny day. My office once overflowed with celebrities galore. I ruled Broadway like a king, but now what lies in store? Oh, boys, can't you see it? Oh, God, I can see a lonely shuffling figure haunting Schubert Alley. It's Crazy Oscar, hear them cry. Get Officer O'Malley. I meant no harm. Please help me up. Where are my pencils? Where are my cup? Oh, thank you, lad. I'll move along. Pencils! Pencils! Who buy my pencils? Crazy Oscar's song. You wouldn't want to see me that way. Boys, I know when I've had my day. My story ends. The drama's through. I leave my worldly possessions to you. To you I leave my cape and my fedora. To you I leave my mustache wax. To you I leave an ostrich fan from Floridora. To you I leave my unpaid income tax. To you I leave my bust of Henry Irving. To you I leave my headache pills. To you my set of Theodore Dreiser, my portrait of the Kaiser, and a 10-foot stack of unpaid bills. And when you hear a lonely whistle blowing some future time while riding through the night, could be that whistle is your dear departed Oscar calling, boys, let's meet at Luke's house for a bite. To you I leave my Japanese kimono. To you I leave my cane and spats. To you I leave a worn-out record of Ramona. To you I leave my gravy-stained cravats. To you I leave my letters to the critics. to you I leave a large false nose. To you my bowl of red wax cherries, a wig of Ellen Terry's, and some ticket stubs from AB's Irish Rose. Boys, dry your eyes. I don't want to see you weeping. I want smiles and pride in the memories of your association with me. And someday, in the future, when you're feeling low, I want you to go to your closet. And when you open that closet door, take out my cape and take out my fedora and put them on and think of me and call to mind my charismatic aura and the legacy I left.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.